Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And if you've just tuned in, the top of this hour here, very delighted to announce that this hour we will have Zachary Auburn on. A very important book he's written about talking to your cat about gun safety, abstinence, drugs, Satanism, and the other dangers that threaten their nine lives. If you haven't had a frank conversation with your kitties about any of these subjects, it might be time for you to have that conversation. Zachary will tell us how, right here on Animal Radio. Now, Dr. Debbie can't keep from cracking a smile.
I'm struggling. I'm trying to behave.
This is very serious, and I hope when he's on that you will respect him and be very serious.
When am I not nice to our guests? It's just you, Hal, that I have a problem with.
Wasn't that last week?
Okay. We're going to go back to the phones for your calls, toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. You could also bring your cats around the radio for this conversation that's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, your calls. If you have a question, a veterinary question for Dr. Debbie, call that number. Or you can ask also from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And Dog Father Joey Villani not here this week, but if you have a grooming question, I'm sure that Dr. Debbie can tackle that also. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, there's since we're talking so much about cats today, there's a new study that's just been released on the origins of ancient cats. Not so mysterious anymore because they've really delved into this, and we've got some answers for you.
That's on the way in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Let's go to the phones. Well, the numbers are toll-free, 1-866-405-8405, and we go to Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Where are you calling from today?
Actually, from Cayucas.
Oh.
And I'm calling because I have a little Shih Tzu. She's 3 years old. I love her to death. And she is dealing with itching all the time. The vets have said that she has an allergy, which I agree with, but they don't know what it's from or why. And I've had probably spent over $600 now on her, just trying to figure out something for her.
Wow.
Anyway, she is losing fur around her eyes, and or it's thinning out. She has a couple of bald spots around her eyes, almost like where her little eyebrows would be if she had eyebrows.
Okay.
And they've done a, you know, they scrape, because I asked the vet, I says, it looks like she's, you know, her hair's fallen out. Could you check to make sure she don't have anything? They check. They did a scraping, and there is nothing. You know, like, I was thinking, okay, like, mange or, you know, the worst.
Right.
But anyway.
Right. Okay, so what have they done? If you spent $600, what has been done, and what worked or didn't work?
She's had antibiotics. She's had steroids. She's had, and it doesn't work. Everything, she has a rash on her whole little body, her whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's gotten so bad that she has one ear right now that's real bad. And I finally got a friend to give me some ointment, antibiotic ointment. And I've been using that to, it's so red. And it's now that I've used this ointment, I can tell you the name of it. But anyway, it's brought that fire down, you know, the redness in her ears, but she's scratching so bad that she's crying.
They've used steroids. Did that seem to help her, give her any relief with the itch?
No.
Okay. That's not a good sign if we're talking about a presumed diagnosis of allergies, because most patients with allergies, steroids, you know, they're sometimes the necessary evil. They're good at helping with the itch, but, you know, they can kind of suppress the immune system, and they can have other types of infections. So the fact that that didn't help might mean, okay, well, one, you know, there's other types of steroids. So sometimes it's a dose or a choice of a steroid that might be the better one for her situation. So I'm going to just kind of pretend I didn't hear any of the stuff that you just told me, because there's a couple of things that I wanted to address. One is that if you walk into your human physician office and you say, hey, I have a runny nose, congestion, and sneezing, what am I allergic to? They're not going to be able to tell you any more than your veterinarian can tell you what your dog is allergic to. So we have to kind of change our expectations a little bit about when we have a pet that's scratching like this. Allergies are commonly a concern, but we do need to look at some of those other things that can really kind of upset the apple cart, if you will. So things like flea control is imperative with any itching dog. And I don't care where you live, even here in Las Vegas, we do flea control if we have an itchy pet. The other things that we do look at is going to be looking at the skin surface. So beyond just taking a scraping for mites or parasites, you know, I'm going to do an impression smear, and I'm going to look at that under the microscope. Do I see yeast? Do I see bacteria? Because those kind of secondary infections have to be addressed, or we are not going to get anywhere with a pet that, say, has allergies if they have a yeast infection in the skin.
I think she has a yeast infection, just like what you were saying. And I'm only saying that because I'm an ex-nurse. And so I listen to all these things and I'm going,
And you know what? I've had quite a few Shih Tzus actually with some really horrible yeast, to the point where they actually, their skin gets leathery, turns colors, and they're just quite miserable. So if that is something that your veterinarian has diagnosed or maybe you suspect it, that would be something to really address in a more complete way, because topicals don't always do enough. A lot of times I'll have to add in like an oral ketoconazole or something like that to help manage a pet with cutaneous yeast. And it can take a long time. You know, we're talking like weeks to months of therapy to help kind of rectify that. So that would be definitely a direction. The other thing is that, at least here in my office, we have some kind of great tools to help an itchy pet that has allergies. And some of them may be available in your area, I don't know, but there is a medicine called Apoquel, which helps to block some of the itch pathway for pets with allergies. And we do have to have infection under control. They have to be...
What was it called again?
It's called Apoquel, spelled A-P-O. Q-U-E-L. So that's one thing that it's given on a daily basis, and it is a wonderful product for many animals. So that might be one thing to ask your veterinarian about if she's a candidate for that. The other thing is there's a new antibody. It's a monoclonal antibody, and we abbreviate it as called CADI, C-A-D-I, and it's a canine atopic dermatitis immunotherapy. And it's got a conditional license, so it is pretty new, but it is something that I've had some great success in helping get the itch relief. And it also works kind of similar to Apoquel, that it helps to block part of the cellular messengers, if you will. So it blocks the receptor for the pet for itching. So they may still have skin problems going on, but we give them some relief, and it lasts for about a month. So it's not a magic cure, but if we're looking just for itch relief, it can help while we still do all these other steps to try to get, you know, things in line and to get the skin looking better. But those are some things. And then some pets, you know, in not to say you haven't invested a lot, but in some pets we'll go through all these other things. And I actually may get to a point where if I feel I've tried all these things, haven't gotten there, then I may even look at things like biopsying. It sounds to me like we've got a lot of more steps that we can do. And even though your veterinarian didn't see any skin mites, in a lot of cases with a super itchy pet that doesn't respond to steroids, I'm going to treat them for mites anyways. And I might use one of the new oral products that are actually flea tick medicines, but help to kill both scabies mites and Demodex mites.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, because it's everywhere. It's not just localized. It is everywhere. And when she starts losing the hair around her eyes because she's scratching, and she's been scratching that one ear. In this week, it's starting to smell, so I know there's a
Anyway. Oh, yes. I wish I could put my nose up to your doggie on the phone right now. But yeah, no, I think you've definitely got a lot of opportunity there, things that we could address. So yeah, I would, you know, either speak to your veterinarian, or even you can see a dermatologist in the area. There are board certified veterinary dermatologists in most major areas of the country where if you don't feel you're getting where you need with your general practitioner and they're kind of throwing up their hands, that might be another avenue as well.
I've changed your food. I've done all the little things that you need to do, you know, truly. And I love my dog. I just don't, you know, I've even gotten to the point of thinking, well, maybe this is an inherent thing that she is never going to get rid of, and I can't have her suffering. You know what I mean? And I think about that, it just makes me cry, because I wouldn't want to put her down simply because she's so miserable. But if we can't get it taken care of, I don't know what else to do. I don't want to see her suffer anymore. It's bad.
Yeah.
We're talking 2 years. This is the second year. We're not talking then just recently. Yeah. I mean, she wasn't here recently, but this is going on the second year.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely, like I said, you know, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. And I can tell you, I've had many cases where I have clients that are dealing with what you're dealing. And then at the end, they're like, oh my gosh, my pet can sleep through night. I can sleep through the night because my dog isn't waking me up with the collar scratching all night. So there are things that we can do. And I think just going to be getting those steps. So.
Oh, honey.
Good luck.
Thank you so much for your insight, because I listen to you guys all the time and I think, gosh, there's got to be a way. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like there's lots of avenues you could head down still to figure it out. And good luck. We wish you the best of luck with that. We actually battled that ourselves with Ladybug, the studio stunt dog. Bonnie calling from Cayucas. Where is that? Just north of Morro Bay. I know that as a fact. Let's head back to the phones, toll free, 1-866-405-8405, or on your free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Where's Morro Bay? Well, that's just west of San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
Where's San Luis Obispo?
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, this is Tanya Tucker on Animal Radio. Love those pets.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1128 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1128 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1128.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99. $9.99 and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 3838 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3838.